Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to sing about the faithfulness of God. Are you ready to sing with us? We're going to sing about His faithfulness. He's such a faithful God. I've seen Him show up for me in unique ways. You know, that's why I'm quite reckless when I worship. I start doing anyhow. Anywhere Belefis. Somebody say anywhere Belefis. Are you ready to worship God with me like that? That is the kind of worship I want. So put your head. Somebody scream. Woo! It's open to open your mouth and begin to pray the Holy Ghost.
Lift your hands and say,
faithful,
my God.
morning, family. I'm going to talk to you all about what's on my heart and what I've been praying about, you know, and things that I've seen whenever I pray. And so, you know, people are asking me, what do you feel about what's going on with Israel and Iran right now? And this is exactly what I try to tell you all in April. Whenever I came out in March, it was, what was it, probably end of February, whenever the Lord told me, he said, the month of April will be during the eclipse. I said, nothing will happen during the eclipse. But after the eclipse happens, because of Passover, during that time frame, there will be an acceleration of war, an acceleration with the weather, an acceleration with financial things, and acceleration of signs in the heavens, things like that. That it will be, it was almost like he said it was going to, he said, because he told me back during Rosh Hashanah, and I'll repeat myself again, you know, I've said this before, but that there would be, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, it would accelerate and almost double the things in the spirit realm and things like that. Then he came back to me and he told me that it would do it again during Passover, and that things would accelerate even more. And this was concerning the red heifer. Things were going to escalate because of this. And here we are. It's happening right before our face. All this stuff is happening on the news, and it's a big deal. I was interceding for it, and, you know, and I told you all about the chemicals, about the 50-gallon drums. Very serious for what I saw coming out of Iran. You know, back whenever I started interceding for this and I was telling you all about this, nothing was in the news about Iran really wanting to do anything. Now, they're saying they're at war with them. And then Iran saying, hey, we're not going to do anything. This was our only little thing. Whatever, they're liars. They're going to plan. They're planning something. And this is where I was at in intercessory prayer concerning this. You know, when I told you I saw the 50-gallon drums of biological weapons coming into Syria, and it was traveling on the border of Iraq, and it went in, and I watched the truck in the spirit realm. I watched it. It's just this, like I said, this thing is just, it's like a powder keg. It's gonna get even more. I don't know exactly when or whatever, but I'm just telling you all. We haven't seen anything yet. But the Lord will protect his people. I believe with all my heart that we intercede in behalf, but this is where we are with America. There's a lot that I've seen in the last 48 hours. I went to a prayer thing with Pastor Steve was having late. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. Everybody was praying, and he was praying, and so he invited me, and I went in and started in there praying as a leader at his prayer thing. And all of a sudden, and like I said, this usually doesn't happen in groups. I'm usually in my privacy of my home. And the Lord started taking it, and I started seeing visions of things that were coming. And the Lord warned me in that prayer meeting, which I don't know how many people were there, probably 100 people or whatever. But he warned me in the visions, because I started seeing, I went over in the spirit, and I started seeing, and the Lord opened my eyes. I saw attacks on American churches, mega churches. I saw an attack on a church in Florida. I saw an attack, and I'm not going to name any names because this is a public platform, but it's a mega church. And I saw another attack on a church in North Carolina, I believe it was, or South Carolina. I don't know exactly what state this man's church is in. But then the Lord said, it's not about non-denominational only. I saw Baptist churches being attacked, Catholic, Methodist, everything. And it was a group, it was a terrorist, like ISIS, related event that was going to try to take place on Sundays at American churches. I don't know exactly when, but it would be strategic. Like they would work together wherever these cells of terrorists are in America, the ones that cross the border. And the Lord told me whenever I was praying at Pastor Steve's that I saw attacks, like I said, and that it was very bad, because I saw things happening in these churches with pow-pows and with explosive devices. And so that was one of the things I saw, the Lord showed me. And then I was shown baseball stadiums open, not dome baseball stadium, like, but professional Major League Baseball stadium, trying to fly in drones with C4 and stuff on them, trying to take out large crowds with drones. Not big, huge military drones, but like stuff you could probably buy on Amazon. I don't know. But it was like they were using remote control, and they were trying to fly them into the stadiums and trying to do things inside there and detonate them on the people inside the major baseball stadiums. Okay? So I saw that in the vision. I saw attacks, planned attacks trying to take place, strategic in America. And so then the Lord showed me an attack on Sydney Harbor at the big opera house. And he warned me about something was going to try to take place there. So I interceded and I prayed for that at Pastor Steve thing. And so I saw the some kind of escalation. It was like what I was getting in the spirit was, they just did a major thing with, like, I think, I don't know how many people got hurt or passed away because of this. I don't know. I think it was like 30. I need to look it up. I apologize that I didn't do my homework more. But it didn't get enough national attention. It didn't create enough fear. And it was like they were still planning and plotting with the terrorist organizations in Australia, trying to take out a major landmark, something of great significance to the Australian people. And it was what I was seeing in the spirit. And this would become more national than what they were trying for. Everything they try to do is to install fear, to show they're the bully. They're the bad guy in the corner, and they want everybody to fear them. And so it didn't get the attention that they wanted. So about Australia, okay? So then I was shown the Olympics, and the Lord warned me to pray for the Olympics. I'm not going to get into all the things the Lord said to me about that, because it's not necessary for one, but for it's not wisdom. So, but I'm going to tell you all, if you live in Paris, I've told you all before, I saw fires. I saw buildings on fire. I saw an attack against Paris and the Eiffel Towers. I remember seeing there's smoke coming up. But now the Lord took me even more. That's all I saw. And I thought, wow, something's fixing to happen with fires in Paris. I felt like in my heart it was related to terrorist issues. But I saw the president of the prime minister, whoever, Emmanuel Macron. So so like I said, I'm not going to get into a lot of that. But I'm going to tell you this. I saw the Olympics, a world stage. The aquatic centers, I saw an attack during that time frame to pray for the protection over this, and that all hidden things be revealed about the Olympics, that there would be no loss of life or whatever, just to pray over this Olympics ceremonies. And so it was really interesting, because when I was praying, usually the Lord, whenever I'm praying, he'll give me, whenever it comes to stuff like this, he'll give me cues to pray for one thing. But this time it was like I was bouncing all over the globe, and the Lord was warning me about strategic things that the terrorists were plotting and trying to do. So it was very intense. Oh, and then I saw a train. And I saw a train coming from Germany going into other parts of Europe. And I don't know, like I said, if it was symbolic, but this train looked green to me. But they had put things on that train to go boom, okay? And it was serious about this train coming. It was like a German coming out of Germany. So I'm just saying it was, like I said, it was a passenger train. So those are the things, the key things that I saw in prayer that were, you know, like I said, anything the Lord shows me serious. But I felt, you know, just because I'm an American, about the churches, about the stadiums, about this stuff, that people be watchful, not in fear, not in torment, but to know your surroundings, even when you're in church, to pray and obey, to plead the blood over your congregation, to drive around your church and plead the blood around your church. If you intercessory prayer people, you know what I'm talking about. Using your authority, no weapon formed against you will prosper, or your pastor, or whoever, your congregation. We have authority over those. Basically, those are devils, and it's what bottom line is what I'm trying to say. Those are demonic spirits inside those terrorists. That's all it is. It's just a devil. It's a low-level devil trying to cause havoc, and you have authority over it. You don't have to walk in fear. So you say, I bind the maneuvering of that devil inside of those terrorists. You'll not touch our church. You'll not touch our congregation, whatever, wherever I attend. No weapon formed against us is going to prosper. And I plead the blood of Jesus all over our congregation, over the people that are in the congregation, and over my pastor, over pastor's wife, whatever, and over the building, excuse me, and just intercede that way. Over baseball stadiums, over major gatherings, praying without ceasing. We are in times like we've never seen before. We are in a very serious time frame. Jesus Christ is coming, y'all, and the devil knows it, and he sees what's going on. He knows what's going on in the spirit realm. He ain't dumb, and he knows his time for doing is coming to an end, and there will be a day when he is thrown into the lake of fire for all eternity. There will be a day when judgment comes for him and his devils, his demons, all his little imps to help him. That the season is coming to an end. The season of grace is coming to an end. We're getting ready to go in the rapture of the church, and that we're going into the 7 years of tribulation soon. And he knows it. So he's throwing his fit, and he's trying to do his thing, and he's trying to bring forth the Antichrist agenda as quickly as he can. And he don't have no power and authority. Until the church is removed, until the salt is removed, he can't do nothing. The great restrainer. And the great restrainer's on the inside of the believer. It's called the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. He is inside of us. He dwells on the inside of you and me. And we have power and authority to restrain the devil and cause him havoc. To say, hey, you can't do what you're trying to do. You stop it right now in the name of Jesus. We will not tolerate your maneuvering and causing human lives to be hurt like this. Just praying over your churches. Praying over congregations. Well, I'm just really serious. And it doesn't even have to do, like I said, it has to do with multiple. It's all affiliations. It's just Christians in general, okay? It's not like, well, we're going to pick on TV evangelists. No, it's the Baptist, it's the Methodist, it's the Catholics, it's the Church of Christ. It's all of it. It's the body of Christ. Yeah, we all have different beliefs, but we're all still the body of Christ. We all still love Jesus. Even if we don't all agree on doctrine, you know? So, this is another thing. I warned you all about Israel attacking Iran. Remember this. I said, how many times, that oil would go to $200 a barrel overnight because Israel retaliates against Iran. And I saw gas plants and oil plants that produced refineries being attacked by the Israeli government. And it was a retaliation. Well, the main thing just happened with Iran. Now, are we about to see Israel strike those oil plants and those refineries, the things in Iran that caught? I'm telling you, oil, within a 24-hour period, I saw the U.S., OPEC, all that. The oil shot up like a rocket. And gas was over $8 a gallon nationwide on average for unleaded. Not the corn fuel, but the pure good gas was over $8 a gallon nationwide. They raised the price of gas well above, because it went above $200 a barrel, especially out in California and Oregon and all those other places. It's already high. But I saw it, and I tried to warn you all about this. And you know what I think is interesting? I had this vision 2 years ago. 2 years ago, the Lord warned me about this at the exact same time frame as right now. The Lord warned me about it. Same time frame last year when he warned to pray over Coachella and said that they were plotting something against Coachella. And the Lord warned me about that. Told me to pray for that. I intercede for a lot of things, y'all. But they said, well, you've missed it. How many things have you gotten to come to pass what the Lord shows you? And I say, man, I've sat on stuff for 5 years, sometimes longer, before anything ever starts to be in the news. I'm still praying over the thing in Italy the Lord showed me. When I warned you all that a major volcano was going to go off and it was going to wipe out the whole coastal city, and I saw 300,000 people plus, boom, dead that fast because of the volcano going off. And I warned everybody. I said, if you feel earthquakes, if you feel a shaking taking place during those times in that area, and you start seeing smoke coming, you better get out of that area because you don't have much time. Now, we see things. People sending me stuff. Hey, did you see the volcano? It's not the one that went off, because this was down on a coastal area. This was like more of like a island, I think, for what I saw on this one. But this was more over towards to a cove area. And I showed you all on the map, if you go back and watch, where I believe it happens. And I saw a huge tsunami wave happening. So when Israel does this, what I saw was there would be a lot of anti-Semitism, even more so toward Israel, because they caused price of gas to go up because of their retaliation against Iran doing what they did. So people were mad worldwide because the price of oil went up so high because there was war in the Middle East again. So people were retaliating, protesting and all, rioting against the Jewish people. There's more persecution coming on the Jewish people. So I saw that because of their retaliation against their retaliation. And so it was trying to turn into a major mess. I remember one of my first videos the Lord showed me. I saw a major storm coming on the East Coast. And I saw it getting closer and closer and closer. Well, this time I saw that major storm. It went from New York. This is the same night I saw all this at Pastor Steve's prayer thing. It went from New York all the way down past North Carolina. And it was coming. It was already inland, cleared up to Tennessee area. And it was like a black haze all over the land from that far and that going out to the ocean still. That major storm. And so it made it inland, and the Lord showed me it again. And it was linked to terrorists. It was linked to Muslim thinking. There was a lot, like I said, that the Lord has showed me in the last couple of 24, 48 hours. But I'm trying to remember everything so I can help you all, so you can help pray for this. And like I said, I don't bring it on here to scare anybody. I try to shake you all because I'm trying to tell you big things are happening. And Jesus is coming soon. You know, some people don't believe that he's coming anytime soon, but I believe he is. And I believe we're going to see. And some people say, well, we're not going to see any kind of a crash with the economy until later on, like 2 or 3 years from now. No, I believe 2025 is a year you all should be really watching. I warned you all about October. You know, I know there's a difference in opinion with a lot of people. And that some people believe a certain way, and they're entitled to their opinion just as much as I'm entitled to my opinion. But I'm telling you, the United States is not the focal point of the end times. Regardless of what, I don't even know if we're, I can't personally read where we are even in the Bible, you know, where it talks about America at all in the tribulation or anything. So, you know, other than Mystery Babylon, which I believe, you know, personally that New York is Mystery Babylon. And people say, what about the hills and all that? Well, Robert Breaker goes into all that, and he says there is actual hills in New York. There's actually hills in there. And I thought it was a brilliant sermon that Robert Breaker preached. He has a YouTube channel, and he has a lot of subscribers. He's a real blessing. But, so what I'm trying to tell you all is, you know, people don't want to agree about New York being Mystery Babylon. I personally believe it is. I've seen it. And so you say, well, I don't believe you. I don't really care what you believe. I'm trying to tell you all what the Spirit of the Lord says. Now, if you want to listen, fine. If you don't, go listen to somebody else. But I'm trying to help you all for what I'm just being real with y'all. And I don't mean to be snippy because people say, well, you're being snippy. I don't mean to be snippy. I'm just it's a serious time. And I'm telling you, so the reason why I'm saying all that, okay, forgive me, I get on me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, yes, we are. Hallelujah, in dangerous time right now. Praise the Lord, but Jesus, hallelujah, is our protector. He will protect his bride, his people, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All the glory and the honor, hallelujah, to our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. I pray in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. To cover us, Lord Jesus, with your holy and mighty blood. Holy Spirit, take charge of my protection. Holy Spirit, take charge of everyone who's listening here in the Lord's hour and the air on their cell phones. Every listener, welcome to the Lord's hour. May God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Holy Spirit, come down with fire and power all over this place. Come down with fire and power all over this place. And from north, south, east, west, up and down, every evil and demonic spirit, I bind them in Jesus' mighty name and break their powers by the blood of Jesus and send them all to the pit of hell in Jesus' mighty name. Holy Spirit, come down with fire and power all over this place. Fire and power all over this place. Hallelujah. We have to pray, my brothers and sisters, for the church. We have to pray for Israel. We're being attacked. The church, you know, has been attacked. Those that are preaching, hallelujah, the truth. And may God, hallelujah, protect everyone, hallelujah, who's speaking the truth. Praise the living God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Holy Father, pray that you will send archangels from your holy throne to fight on our behalf, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for doing it, Lord. Oh, Lord, I pray that you will be here and to ministry to your people tonight. Welcome to the Lord's hour, Holy Spirit. Welcome to the Lord's hour, Jesus. Forgive us our sins, Lord Jesus. We repent from all type and kind of a sins, my Lord, that we have committed against you. We truly come to you, Lord. We repent from all type and kind of a sin since the day that we were born until now and the last second of the rapture. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Hallelujah. Cleanse us, Lord Jesus, and wash our sins away with your holy and mighty blood. Oh, hallelujah. All the honor and the glory to you. Thank you, Jesus, because you are the one, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, who brings people to you, who brings the souls, Lord Jesus, hungry for you. You are the fountain of life. You are the bread of life. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit, come down with fire and power. Fire and power. Fire and power all over this place. All over this place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for helping us. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. We are, hallelujah, the last days. My brothers and sisters, Jesus, hallelujah, is at the door. He's calling, hallelujah. He's still calling people, hallelujah, because Jesus is merciful. But that door is closing. That door is closing, hallelujah. And God, hallelujah, is still calling. I don't know how much longer. I don't know for how long. I don't know how many times I have to come, hallelujah, to preach maybe the last messages, my brothers and sisters, because, hallelujah, the King is coming back. The King is coming back, and we're about, hallelujah, to go home. Praise the living God. Praise the living God. But while we're still here, hallelujah, we continue to pray. Hallelujah. We continue, hallelujah, to bring the gospel. I don't usually come so many times here, my brothers and sisters, because, hallelujah, praise be the name of the Lord. I have said in the past here in the Lord's hour that I'm taking care right now. I'm a single woman. God is helping me, though, but I'm trying to come here. Sometimes I do come because I haven't come because of my dad's situation. He needs me and my kids, and there's so many things going on right now in my life. Pray for all of us who comes here and bring the gospel, my brothers and sisters, because of whatever circumstances, because of work, because of the family. I wish I had somebody that will help me, but I'm just, I'm single, but the Lord, hallelujah, when he tells me to come, I come. Praise the living God. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. You miss coming here. I do miss coming here, but when I come, it's because I bring also something. And also now the Lord is just, like I have said in the past, the Lord had put in my heart just to preach about the great news, about the gospel, about the tribulation, that the tribulation is at the door also. The rapture is first. The rapture is first, and the rapture, hallelujah, is about to happen. Again, nobody knows the date and the hour, but we know exactly what's going on. Hallelujah. Look what's happening. Look what's happening around us. What is happening around the world. Hallelujah. And therefore, my brothers and sisters and friends that are listening, Jesus is the only way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Acts 4:12. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray that you will minister to your people tonight. Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, I pray that you will use me. I'm just a servant, and use me how you will like you, Lord Jesus. How would you like you, Lord Jesus, for me, Lord Jesus, to come here and tell your people, Lord, and just use me, Lord Jesus, for your glory. Your glory is yours. Your glory is yours. I'm just a servant, Lord Jesus, that comes here, Lord, whenever you tell me to come here, Lord. I had a dream. I remember it was last week. I couldn't come, my brothers and sisters, but last week on the side of my bed, I saw this soldier, And this soldier has, I'm looking on, I'm typing in images about the colors of that soldier clothes that had, and it's just exactly the same clothes, the same soldier's colors that that soldier had. It's the same thing of the uniform that uses Iran soldiers. And now I understand. Now I know. God was letting me know, you know, pray for Israel, because it was just standing right there with the helmet, you know, on the side of my bed, and I'm waking up, you know, I got my eyes open, and I'm seeing this soldier, and I'm like, oh my goodness, war is about to happen, it's about to happen, but I didn't get it last week. I didn't get it, and I'm like, now, you know, that I'm seeing, you know, that Iran attack Israel, I'm seeing, oh, my goodness, this is exactly what I saw, the same clothes. And now another thing, my presence is pray for Miami. Remember that with prayer, we can stop the enemy works. The church is still here, and we can still pray, hallelujah, because the church is here. There was something going on. I had a dream. There was something going on in Miami. I don't know what is going to happen in Miami. Okay? I don't know. The Lord didn't give me dates. I just saw something like moving so fast. I don't know if it's going to be violent, but what I remember is, it's that it was like turmoil. Like there was something coming. So my brothers and sisters, pray. We can stop this through prayers. Hallelujah, because the church is still here. Like Brandon says, you know, the Lord have shown Brandon and Brother Elby, you know, many things, but through prayers, we can cancel the enemy plan. And now look what happened. What's happening with Israel? We have to pray for Israel. And look what happened this past Saturday, right? So Iran launched over 300 missiles and drones from his own territory at Israel. And it's just sad. It's sad what we're seeing. But things... My brothers and sisters and friends that are listening, these things are happening and are also happening to wake up, Jesus is coming back. Jesus, hallelujah, is coming. Every time I have said, keep looking up. Because the king is coming back. Hallelujah. So when these things are start happening, lift up your head. Because my brothers and sisters, redemption is so close. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Praise be the name of the Lord. We got to pray for preparation. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge is in my distress, my God in whom I trust, for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with the pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by the day. No weapon that is fashioning against you shall succeed, and you, hallelujah, shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord and their vindication from me, declares the Lord. These are all the promises. These are all the things that the Bible is letting us know. Isaiah 50, but, and then 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful. And remember that. He's always faithful. The Lord will never fail you. He will always be with you, and he's always faithful to us. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. Hallelujah. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. Hallelujah. Be strong. We got to be strong and courageous. We should not fear or be or dread of them, for it is the Lord your God, hallelujah, who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. The word of God tells us this in Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. And fear not, for I am with you. Hallelujah, says the Lord in Isaiah 41, 10. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Hallelujah. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for Israel the same way, Lord Jesus, that you will protect Israel. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will send our angels, hallelujah, from your holy throne, God Almighty. And we pray for trillions of angels, Lord Jesus, to fight, hallelujah, to protect Israel, Lord Jesus, from Israel enemies. Oh, Lord, I praise your name, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Father God, we come before you with heavy hearts, seeking your divine intervention and protection from the land of Israel and its people. As tensions rise and tread to loom, we lift up our voices in prayer, knowing that you are the ultimate source of strength and refuge. Lord, we pray for the safety and security of every citizen of Israel, from the bustling streets of the Tel Aviv to another Asian walls of Jerusalem. Guard them, O Lord, with your mighty hand. Shield them, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Shield them from harm and danger. My God, we pray for wisdom and discernment for those in position of leadership, that they may navigate, hallelujah, This horrible times with clarity and courage. Grant them the insight to make decisions that promote peace and justice for all, God Almighty. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We offer this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into, hallelujah, into it and it saves us. Proverbs 18, verse 10. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and you're right and delivers me, Lord Jesus, God Almighty. Thank you. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life, friend. The Lord will keep your keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forever, in order for him, hallelujah, to do this for you. You have to give your life to Jesus. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14, verse 6. If you give your life to Jesus, give your life to Jesus. Escape from what is coming. What is next? The nuclear bomb. What is next? More attack and more war. There's war. There's happening wars everywhere. It first started with Ukraine, and then we see China getting, you know, trying to invade Taiwan, and now we're seeing these countries, you know, fighting against Israel. We're seeing turmoil with Russia, you know, coming against trapping to come with America or Israel and China. Friends, escape to what is coming. This is serious. Jesus is giving the last call. He is the only way to enter the heaven. Don't get mistaken. Don't get confused that you might think that there are other gods or other ways. No, the only way it is Jesus. The word of God tells us in 1 Timothy 2, verse 5, for there is one God and there's one mediator between God and man, and the man, Christ Jesus. He says it very clear. For God so loved the world that he gave his son. His only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life in John 3, verse 16. Jesus gave his life for you, hallelujah. And it's time for you, hallelujah, to give your life back to Jesus to save you. And so Jesus can write your name in the book of life, hallelujah. God, hallelujah, is coming. God is coming, hallelujah. Jesus is coming, and tribulation is at the door. The rapture is about to happen. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Friend, this is on a, it's going to happen. And then don't believe if they're going to tell you that UFO were the one who took the bad ones. The bad ones were the Christians. And the UFO took them. No, don't believe that lie. That lie is the light of Satan to deceive you. And he's going to deceive everyone who's going to be here, left behind. That's what the lie is going to be. That is the great deception. That's the great deception. And then some people, a lot of people are going to believe the lie. Oh, who took those people? Because they're going to be thousands and millions of people that are going to disappear. 1 Thessalonians 4:17, friend, listen. Then we who are alive, who are left, that's us. We, hallelujah, be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. The Lord is coming for his people. He's coming for his bride. He's coming to get his bride out of here, because this world is just about to go. It's about to be giving to the enemy. The enemy is going to govern. A lot of things are happening. Look at the technology. How advanced the technology is with 2D and now 3D. Now what's going to happen is 4D, and it's just getting, this technology is getting in a way that is going to be, you know, the beast agenda. The enemy, the Antichrist, is going to use this technology to his advance, for his evil plan to mark everyone here on earth. The number is 666, three sixes. Do not let mark you on your right hand, neither your forehead, because that will be horrible. You will be condemned if you put the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast. Revelation 13:1-18. And I saw a beast rising out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 diadems on his horns and blasphemous names on his head. This Antichrist, who is going to be the, you know, Satan, he's going to deceive the people that are going to be here left behind. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard, and its feet were like a bear, like a bear's, and its mouth was like a lion's mouth. And to it the dragon gave his power and his strong and great authority. One of his heads seemed to have a mortal wound. Listen, one of his heads seemed to have a mortal wound, but his mortal wound was healed, and the whole earth marveled, and they follow the beast. He's going to perform miracles. Fall for these lies. He's going to do miracles. He's going to do all these things so people can believe. He's going to say a lot of lies. He's going to perform his evil agenda, his evil plan. And the world is going to be marble, because they're going to believe. And then he's doing that so then the people will believe in him. And so that way, these people can be deceived to follow him and to be marked. Look what it says. And they worshiped the dragon. These were the people. For he had given his authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? And who can fight against it? And all these people that are going to say this, these are people that are just already going to be marked down. I was listening to one of the messages from Brother Brandon about the tribulation. And he said that all these people that were left behind, that they were worshiping, you know, the Antichrist, they had the mark of the beast already. And these people will have no sorry. They will not have no mercy for nobody. Why? Because they have been marked. They have been marked. Everything, you know, they're just going to be another. They're going to be Satan's children. It's not going to be no good in them anymore. The mark of the beast, 666, the word of God tells us. And these people, once they received the mark of the beast, he was saying the God gave him a dream about this, or a vision. I don't know if it was a dream or a vision, but he said that he saw this. And as soon as they received the mark of the beast, they immediately became like zombies. They had no feelings. The people that are going to be left behind, if you see that they have been marked down with the mark of the beast, run. Run away from them. Hide from them. They're going to say, who is like the beast and who can fight against it? And the beast was giving a mouth, uttering howdy and blasphemy words. He's going to blasphemy. He's going to say horrible things about God. And it was allowed to exercise authority for 42 months. And he is the abomination. The Antichrist, you know, Satan is the abomination. And everyone who puts the mark of the beast will become the abomination. Everyone who is marked with the mark of the beast will be thrown in the lake of fire, will be condemned. Friends that are listening, read the word of God so hallelujah, God can deliver you. God will open your eyes. He will set you free. Read, please, the book of Tribulation. The word of God tells us in Mark 13, verse 19, for in those days there will be such tribulation as has not been from the beginning of the creation that God created until now and never will be. No more, because it's going to be horrifying. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be like hell down there on earth. That's exactly how it's going to be. So run to the Lord. Run to the Lord before it's too late. Hallelujah. The word of God tells us in Matthew 24, verse 15, so when you see the abomination of desolation is spoken of by the prophet Daniel is standing in the holy place, let the reader understand. So when you see the abomination of desolation is spoken, abomination. When you see the abomination, think about it. Jesus is coming. Jesus is at the door. Hallelujah. He's calling the last call. He's calling. He's still calling people. That door is closing. That door is closing. Once you give your life to Jesus, who can separate you from Christ? Romans 8:35 tells us, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or dangers or sword? No. No one can separate you from the love of Christ. Not even tribulation can separate you from the love of Christ. No distress can separate you from the love of Christ. No persecution, hallelujah, can separate you from the love of Jesus. No famine can separate you from the love of Jesus. No nakedness can separate you from the love of Christ. No danger or sore can separate you from the love of God. Once you give your life to Jesus, you become his, and hallelujah, and he becomes yours. Hallelujah. All you need to do is say, Lord, forgive my sins. Cleanse me, Jesus. Hallelujah, cleanse me from all unrighteousness and clean me, Lord. Wash my sins away with your holy and mighty blood. Forgive me, Lord. I accept you as my Savior, my Lord Jesus. I accept you, and I believe in you that you are the Son of the living God. And forgive me, Lord, and write my name in the book of life. Have mercy on me, Lord, and help me escape these horrible things that are about to happen on earth. Hallelujah. And God is so merciful because he gave his life for you that he will forgive. He is the only one who can forgive your sins. You don't need to confess your sins to a priest or someone else. The only one that you do need to confess your sins is to the Lord Jesus Christ, because he paid for your sins, because he gave his life for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, and let us know about the rapture. For the Lord himself would descend from heaven with the cry of a command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. First Thessalonians 4:16. Hallelujah. And then he let us know also in 1 Corinthians 15:52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. Hallelujah. I have seen this in my dreams, and it's beautiful. I have seen it. The clothes, they fall. Hallelujah. And our body changed. Perishable. Hallelujah. It is. It is powerful. Only God can do those things. And that's exactly what Jesus is doing. Jesus is coming for his bride. And when Jesus, hallelujah, takes his bride home, then 7 years of chaos is going to be on earth. And those 7 years are going to be hell on earth. Now, there's going to be, yes, there's going to be a lot of people. There's going to be some people. There's going to be people that are going to be saved, but they have to go to a great sacrifice. And why do you need to go through that big sacrifice when he's still calling you and he wants you to obey him and follow, hallelujah, his commands? Obey his commands. Hallelujah. The church is still here. Jesus is still calling. Hallelujah. Matthew 24:21. For then there will be a great tribulation, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, no, and never will be. Because there are going to be things that you have never seen. There are going to be things that you're going to see that you will not be, you never in your life have never seen them. The unseen will be open. Hello. The unseen will be open to your eyes. Think about it. It's not going to even get closer to horror movies that you have watched. Didn't even have to. It's not going to be that close. There's going to be judgment. there's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be volcanoes eruption. There's going to be hail coming, falling from the sky. There's going to be fire. The heat is going to be so hot on earth. I don't know about winter. And Satan is going to reign the world for 7 years. Think about it. He's going to govern earth. What is he going to do? He's going to deceive people. He's going to deceive many. And those that don't want to put the mark of the beast, he will kill them. But it's better that you'll die than to put the mark of the beast, because putting the mark of the beast is going to the lake of fire. This is serious. Don't put the mark of the beast. 666. Escape from that. The Word of God tells us that it will be placed on the right hand and on the forehead. Don't do it. It's better that you'll die giving your life to Jesus, and you will be, hallelujah, you will be in heaven if you don't put that mark of the beast. If you are being left behind, do not put the mark of the beast, 666. The Word of God tells us in Matthew 24:29-31, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give his light, fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven will be taken. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord, comes. Joel 2, verse 31. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus is the only way. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3, verse 16. I am the door, says the Lord, in John 10, verse 9. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. Praise the living God. I am the door, says Jesus. John 10, verse 9. If anyone enters by me, says the Word of God, he will be safe and will go in and out and find pasture. Because you find peace when you come to Jesus. You find strength when you give your life to Jesus. You find hope. You find life. You, hallelujah, find what you have been looking for. What you have been looking for years. He's the only one who fulfills you, because he is the fountain, hallelujah, of life. And he is the bread of life. He's the only one who can fill you, because he is the bread of life. He's giving his last calls. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life. This is very dangerous. John 3, verse 36. Listen to what the Word God says in John 3, verse 36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you have eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son, who is Jesus Christ, shall not see life. What does that mean? You're not going to see life. Life is that you are going to have life with Jesus. You're going to be in heaven. No life means death, and death is hell. But the wrath of God remains on him, says the word of God. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. Very dangerous. We need to tell and warn the people about this. We have to let them know. That's why it is important to read the word of God and don't believe anything else that is out there lying to you, that there's so many other ways to make it to heaven. No. The only way to make it to heaven is from Jesus Christ. John 1 verse 13 says, and the word became flesh and dwell among us. Who was that? Jesus Christ. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, who was Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth, because he was full of grace and he's still full of grace, and he is the truth and he is the life. Praise the living God. Praise your name, Jesus. Oh, God is good. He's the only one who cares. Nobody cares but just Jesus for you. For you, only Jesus cares for you. No one is going to be more caring, hallelujah, than Jesus in your life, hallelujah. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, says the word of God in John 3, verse 18. But whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Hello. Hallelujah. The only way to heaven is Jesus. Hallelujah. John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Oh, praise your name, Holy Spirit of God. Glory be the name of the Lord Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit of God, Holy Spirit of God, how much he loves us and how much he cares for you and me. I told you that you will die in your sins, says the word of God. John 8, verse 24. For unless you believe that I am he who will die in your sins. I told you that you will die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am Jesus Christ, he, you will die in your sins. John 8, 24. See, because Jesus Christ, friend, came. Hallelujah. To save you from hell. He died at the cross for you, to save you from hell. He gave his life for you so you could make it to heaven. He paid the big price so you, hallelujah, can make it to heaven. He did it all for you. But you have to make a choice. It's either you will make the choice to believe that he is the Son of God and that he gave his life for you, and that you will believe in him, hallelujah, to save you, from hell, or the other choice is you don't believe in him, you reject him, and you depart from him, and that will not be wise, because the word of God tells us if you don't believe in the Son, you're already condemned. So we just don't want that. We want life. We want to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to be, hallelujah, in heaven with him. See, there is a debating thing here, because that's what Satan does. Satan puts a lot of bad thoughts and negative thoughts on people's minds. But why do you have to believe in him in order for you to make it to heaven? Don't you think, if you're thinking, some people might probably think, oh, it's a manipulation. Don't you think it's actually Satan who is manipulating you or controlling you? Because all what Jesus does, what he has done for you, he has died for love because he loves you. And he doesn't want you to, see, he had to, in order for you to make it to heaven, he had to come here and die for you. He did that sacrifice for you. So you didn't have to do it. You don't have to do it. All you need to do is to believe in him that he is, hallelujah, the Son of God. That's all you need to do. But Satan is putting some other negative thoughts in your mind. Why do we have to do that? And why do you have to believe in his lies? Look, we all have been there. And believing in his lies have brought nothing but ruin, nothing but misery, nothing but distress, depression, suicidal. That's believing in his lies. Because see, Satan is already condemned. His future is hell. He revealed himself, of course, God. He was thrown from heaven to earth. And since then, has been a fight. He had a lot of pride. A lot of evil in him. He was not thankful. He didn't appreciate that God created him. He didn't appreciate it. Everything that God gave him. Yeah. He's a creature that one day he did live in heaven. And he had deceived so many humans here on earth. He knows the Bible very well. That's why you should read the Word of God. And that's how he deceives his people. Don't fall for his lies. They have made even cartoons about Lucifer being thrown, the how horrible he was. There was a cartoon. I don't even remember what was the name of that. But a cartoon, can you imagine, showing to little children that he was mistreated and that he fell from it was thrown from heaven because he was, because they didn't like him and they didn't want him in heaven and a bunch of so many lies. And Satan playing his victim. He's really good at that. He have done it for thousands of years. He have fooled people and he's still doing it. And he continued to do it. And he's continuing to put bad thoughts and negative thoughts. I'm talking to some people. that the Lord is putting in my heart, that he's putting that into their brain. Why do you have to accept them in order for you to be in heaven? Why do you have to believe in Jesus? He's telling you that. Don't fall for his lies. Jesus is the only way to make it to heaven. 1 Timothy 2, verse 5, for there is one God and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ, Jesus. And why is he the only way? Because he came, hallelujah, from heaven to earth to give his life for you. Because he loves you so much that he came here for you not to be condemned, but to be with him for eternity. Now that is love. What Satan have done in your life so long, so all this time? Have given you depression, put you in drugs. You have no happiness because only Jesus can give you that peace and that joy. Because when you give, hallelujah, your life to Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes and enter in your life, in your body. And he is the one who is going, hallelujah, to give you that peace that you're looking for, to give you that joy that you're looking for, to save you, hallelujah. Because the Holy Spirit brings us to Jesus. I remember last week also happened this to me. See, I have seen the unseen. And I have seen the unseen since I've been a little girl. Hallelujah. I remember last week. The enemy have sent me, you know, so many attacks so I can stop. I will never stop. I will never stop loving Jesus. I will never stop, hallelujah, talking about how great the Lord is and how good the Lord is. I will never stop, hallelujah, to tell people the truth and to tell them, hallelujah, that the only way and the only door entered to heaven is through Jesus Christ. Or to preach the gospel, the great news, hallelujah, to the people. But because of that, since a little girl, I have been attacked. Has been nothing but a one problem and another problem. And that is, you know what? God has gave us authority. And that's the great news. When you, hallelujah, give your life to Jesus, Jesus protects you. And Jesus, hallelujah, does not allow the enemy never, you know, to take your soul. The soul that you have, the spirit you have in you, belongs to Jesus Christ if you give your life to Jesus. But he comes with his attacks. It's like a soldier. In real life, you become like a soldier. That you know, you stand up, you continue with the battle. You fall down and you stand up again. But why do we have to go through that? Because we love Jesus. And because we tell the truth. We love our Lord, and we need to tell people the great news. And also, because we're doing that so the enemy attacks. The enemy is not going to come and attack you if he already got you. He comes and attack those that are a trap for him. So last week, he has sent so many, like, demons to come and attack me. I have seen them. They cannot do anything because, like I said, God gives authority to the church to bind those demons, to break their powers in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to send them to the pit of hell. And I have done it like that every time. You know, I see a demon, I bind them, break their powers in Jesus' name, and send them to the pit of hell. And I remember last week, I was actually doing that. There was a huge demon. I don't know how many feet. He came and grabbed my legs. And I was upside down. He got me. I'm thinking, wow, this demon is huge, because he lifted me up like a little ant. I was not afraid. I said, I bind you in Jesus' name, and I break your powers by the blood of Jesus and send you to the pit of hell. He let me go. And then there was another one that Satan sent, and he fell again. Then there was another one that converted himself into one of my dogs, and he was thinking that I was going to pet the dog. But see, but another thing that the Lord had given me is that I will know, and I can feel when something is not of God. So I put my hand on top of that, it's not a vision, but I'm seeing this. And so I'm putting my hand on top of the dog, and I'm saying, the blood of Jesus over you. And when I said that, I exposed him. So it was a demon, and I immediately bound him and sent him to the pit of hell in Jesus' mighty name. You see how powerful it is? See, this is friends that are listening. Anything in the name of Jesus. I don't know if you have been, have gone through attacks, but when you mention the name of Jesus, the Lord Jesus, hallelujah. The name of the Lord has power, but you have to say it in the name of Jesus, I bind you. In the name of Jesus, I break your powers. When you say I break your powers, you take their powers away, and they become weak, nothing. They even get smaller. And then after that, everything is done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And so there was another one coming. They were hiding and they were afraid. They actually were afraid. They didn't want to do it. But see, but Satan sends. He sends his demons. And some of those demons, they don't even want to do it because they cry. One was crying. I remember the Lord told me one time, don't feel mercy. I bound him and sent him to a pit of hell. I'm actually seeing when earth is open up. Earth open up, and then they go straight to hell. In Jesus' mighty name. Everything is in Jesus. All the glory and the honor I always give to the Lord. He is the one who does it. Hallelujah. But he gives you that authority. He gives you that power once you become a child of Jesus. Hallelujah, the Son of God. Praise be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I have to mention, Holy Spirit come down with fire and power. That's another thing that they terrify. They get so afraid when you mention the Holy Spirit. I have mentioned this in the Lord's Hour too. So because it was not successful, Satan himself came. My goodness, the presence of the enemy is horrible. It's disgusting. It is black. I don't even think there are not even probably a billion demons altogether. Feel how this creature, felt. It's horrible, horrible, horrible. And the air, it gets so thick. Imagine how filthy, how evil that creature is. May the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke him. Now, I don't want to fight with him. No, thank you. Uh-uh. Not even Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael said, may the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, Satan, you and your demons alone. May the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, Satan. And so when he came to kill me. I was like suffocating. I'm thinking, I said, Jesus, Jesus. I called Jesus. I said, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. I called Lord. I said, Lord, Jesus, 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 help me. And the Lord Jesus immediately came. And I said, Satan, may the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. I said, Lord Jesus, deal with this creature. And then I called Father God. I said, Father God, Yahweh, Elohim, deal with him. Holy Spirit, come down with fire and power all over his place. I said that in less than a second, it was over. You don't want to deal with that. No, you let the Lord deal with that. That's it. And then I spoke with the Lord. I said, Lord, Lord, what happened? I said, why did they come? And then the Lord revealed to me through a video that I was watching that I was watching this video, and it was regarding, it was about that. It was that, you know, that Satan made his agenda and his plan agenda and assignments to go attack his people. They do make plans. They do, brothers and sisters, be careful. That's why you gotta be on guard all the time. You gotta pray. So now what I do, and this is what I say. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is what I say, brothers and sisters. Every time I go to bed, at first, I repent. I repent, I repent, I repent. And then I ask the Holy Spirit to take charge of my protection to me and my family, everyone who lives in my house, including my, you know, my pets that I have. I ask Jesus to protect them. Then I say, this is how I say it every night. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, or you can say it, or you can say, Father God, Jehovah, Father God, Holy Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, hallelujah, is Jesus Christ in Hebrew. It is more powerful when you say Yeshua HaMashiach, because the Lord has shown me that in the unseen life. What happens when you call him Yeshua? Hallelujah. Praise the living God. So I say that, Holy Father God, in the name of your son, Yeshua HaMashiach, I bind every evil spirit and principality in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I bind every evil spirit that is hitting in my house in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name, hallelujah, of Yeshua HaMashiach or Jesus Christ, you can say either name, I order every demon to come out in the mighty name of Jesus. And I bind them and break the powers by the blood of and send them all to the pit of hell in Jesus' mighty name. Because the Lord showed me this, that they are hiding. They can even hide. They can even imitate your wall, the pattern of your carpet, everything. The Lord showed me that long time ago. And that's why I say in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, every demon that is hitting, I bind them and break the powers of the blood of Jesus and send them all to the hell. Also say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I bind every evil spirit that is a copy demon, break the powers by the blood of Jesus and send them all to the pit of hell. Then I say, I also say, Father God, send archangels from your holy throne to back me up in Jesus' mighty name. Then I said, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bind every evil spirit that is on all my neighborhood and break the powers by the blood of Jesus and send them all to the pit of hell. I bind every evil spirit from north, south, east, west, up, and down in the mighty name of Jesus and send them all to the pit of hell. I also have asked, Father God, that every, when I'm praying, that no demons can read my lips. No demons can hear what I'm saying in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And you, and when you say that prayer works, it works. It's very powerful. When you also call down the Holy Spirit, you call the Holy Spirit and you say, come down, Holy Spirit, with power. Holy Spirit of God, come down with power and fire. Power and fire. Power and fire. All over my house. All over this town. All over this place. And burn them up. Burn them up. Exterminate every demon. I have seen it with my eyes in the unseen life. What happens? I've seen, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit that comes down with fire, and it doesn't do anything to me, but the demons, that fire, whoo, exterminate them. We have to do it every day because it's a constantly battle now. They play, oh, and here's another thing. Holy Father God, in the mighty name of Yeshua Mashiach, I cancel every plan from Satan and evil plan that they're planning against my life and my children's life. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, hallelujah, amen. Every assignment, every plan, anything that comes against me, sent by Satan or demons or warlock or witches, I cancel those plans and bind those plans in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, and it does. It happens. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You Lord. I'm just trying to look. Thank you, Lord. Trying to find for a verse here. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Give more. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for helping me. Thank you. All the glory and the honor to you, Lord. All the glory and the honor to you, Jesus. This is very powerful. Binding and loosing. For friends that are listening, Matthew 16, verse 19. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So this was also showing to me. It was also showing to me in the spirit. When I was saying in one occasion that I already have shared this in Lord's Hour, but for people that are listening, that are new, or friends that are listening, when you give your life to Jesus, the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, will give you, hallelujah, authority and power over demonic powers. I remember in this dream, I was saying, to a demon, I bind you in Jesus' name. And then I ask Father God to show me what happens when we say we bind. You know, when we use the word binding. And I saw this huge archangel. I don't know if it was one or two, but they had an outfit, a uniform. It's war, you know, war uniforms, warriors uniform. And he came and he grabbed this demon. That it was this demon in for his it was so small compared to him. It was a tiny, like a little ant. And he picked up the demon and he bound the demon. And then I'm watching, excuse me for my English. I am watching carefully and I'm like, wow. So this is what happens when we say we bind in Jesus' name, whatever demon. That demon was like nothing. It was bound immediately and changed. It was bound. And also became so small when I said I break your powers by the blood of Jesus, because there was a huge monkey demon. It was like a gorilla, but it was a big one. And it got so small like a little ant. And then I said, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Excuse me. I said, Holy Father, I said, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Yeah, I remember that's what I said. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I sent that demon to hell in Jesus' mighty name. And boom, a big tornado. It was like a black hole. It was like a black hole, and the demon went and just swallowed. It was just swallowed and went straight down there. Very powerful. So the words of binding and loosing, it is true. Matthew 16:19. And when we say those words, it happens in the spirit life. You don't see it, but it is happening. It happens when you use those words. Matthew 18:18. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. So when you loose, let's say you want to loose blessings, you know, from heaven, from third heaven, I say per heaven, okay, in Jesus' mighty name, you know, I pray for blessings. I pray for if I am sick, you know, like if I like a couple of weeks ago I was sick, you know, from my back, and I said, Father God, I said I pray for a new spine. I lose that spine in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I lose it from heaven, from third heaven, Father God. And then, you know, whatever we ask, if you're sick or you need anything, the Word of God says, loose it. And it will be loose. And if when you have to bind, you know, demons, you bind them in Jesus' name. And this word is very, very truthful, very true. Everything that is written in the Word of God is true because it's the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm finding here. Protection. Read Psalms 91. Read Psalms. What's happening right now? All these events, all these things that are happening? Tension. Amen. No weapon that is fashioned against you shall succeed, and you shall refute every tongue that rises against you in judgment. 2 Thessalonians 3:3, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. Hallelujah. We should not fear. Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And then here's another one, Psalms 34:7, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. And then Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is saved. Hallelujah. My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You save me from violence. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. That's 2 Samuel 22:3-4. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then Psalms 23, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness. For his name's sake, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Hallelujah. And beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Romans 12:19. So the Lord is our protector. He is a protector. Don't worry about what is happening. We just have to keep ourselves on guard, and we have to, hallelujah, we have to pray, and we have to, hallelujah, ask for God's protections about what you're seeing on your left or right, what's happening in the world, what's happening everywhere. God is taking care of his people. He will take care of his people. And if you are not his, you haven't given your life to Jesus, I encourage you to give it. Give it tonight. Hallelujah, because the Lord, hallelujah, wants to save you. The Lord wants to protect you. And he wants you, hallelujah, to live for eternity in heaven with him, the living God, because he cares. Don't be left behind. The great tribulation, remember what I was saying? I was reading to you in Matthew 24:21. For then there will be great tribulation such as has not been from the beginning of the world till now. No, and never will be. So we have to escape from this. We have to escape. In order for you to escape is to give your life to Jesus. Hallelujah. Is to hallelujah search for salvation through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus will save you from this wrath, because the tribulation will be the wrath of God. And it is wise to escape. Men have sinned, have done so much, and then once the Antichrist takes his power, he's going to do his evil agenda through technology, through many other things. And to put his mark on people, you don't want to be around. You don't want to be left behind when all these things place because they will take place soon after, immediately after the rapture. Immediately after the rapture. That will take place. So return to the Lord and give your life to Jesus and obey God and his voice. Hallelujah. Have a relationship with the Lord. Read the word of God. Worship the Lord only, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, because he gave his life for you. Hallelujah. And because he cares, and because he wants you, hallelujah, to bring you home with him. So you don't have to go through that horrible time. The Bible talks about 7 years of suffering. And it's not going to be good. But Jesus is the only way. There's still hope. There's still hope. Jesus says that he is the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes through the Father except through him. And there's only one God, and there's only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And there's only one salvation, and no one else, Acts 4:12. For there is no other name under heaven, says the word God, giving among men by which we must be saved. We can only be saved through Jesus Christ. Don't believe the lies that you have believed all these years. It's time to read the word of God. It's time for you to open your eyes. It's time for you to wake up. It's time for you, hallelujah, to seek God. It's time for you to seek Jesus and to save you and help you escape from what is coming. He's the only one who can forgive your sins. There's no priest, there's no other one that can forgive your sins except for Jesus Christ. He's the only one who offers you eternal life, and that is through Jesus Christ. He's the only through God. Hallelujah. And it's through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The only through God and Jesus Christ whom you have sinned. Is the eternal life. Hallelujah. The word God tells us in John 3:3, Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see in the kingdom of God. Born again is when you give your life to Jesus and you change. You do, like we call it here on earth, a turn of 360 degrees. 360. You change. Because immediately when you give your life to Jesus, your personality changed. Everything changed within you. The Holy Spirit comes, and the Holy Spirit leads you to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit leads you to read the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, convicts you of sin. And that's why you'll be born again. Hallelujah. So it is important, hallelujah. Very important, especially now in these days, for you to be right with God and to give your life to Jesus and for you to have your name written in the book of life, because the rapture, when the rapture takes place, and the rapture is about to happen, when the rapture takes place, then you can meet, hallelujah, you'll be ready and to meet the Lord in the air, and he'll take you. He'll take you to heaven. He's coming for his bride, believe it or not, ready or not, but Jesus is coming. Don't wait until it's too late and say, oh, wow, they were telling me the truth and I didn't want to listen. They were right about it all these years, and I just rejected it, and I thought it was a lie, and I didn't do it. Don't make that mistake. Be wise. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 25:1-46. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like the virgins, like 10 virgins who took the lambs and went to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. For when the foolish took their lambs, oil with them, but the wise took flax of oil with their lambs. If the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. Don't fall asleep. Don't become drowsy. Be alert and obey his voice. Hallelujah. And give your life to Jesus. Live in holiness and righteousness. And wait for the groom to come at all times. You know, at all times, being on watch, waiting for the Lord, hallelujah, to come. Praise your name. Praise your name, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 52. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For the friends that are listening, hallelujah. It is a mystery. We should be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. At the last trumpet, the trumpet will sound. We're gonna go up, get up in the air to meet the Lord. And then for the trumpet will sound. For the trumpet will sound. And the dead, those are people that are being dead on the ground. But those people, they have, you know, those were people that gave their life to Jesus Christ. And God is going to, he's going to raise them up from the dead. It says, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be rise imperishable. Isn't that something? Only God can do that. And then we who are alive, like we should be changed. So that's why the Lord tells us in Luke 21:36, but stay awake at all times, praying that you may have a strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that is why we have to stay awake. We have to be ready. We have to be an alert. We have to be like the wise five virgins, that they didn't fall asleep. They didn't. They were not drowsy, but they stood away. Hallelujah. John 3:16-17. If you continue to have some doubts, friends, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Praise God. So Jesus came here to save you. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Matthew 24:42. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. So staying awake, waiting for the Lord. Doing the right things, doing hallelujah, what it pleases God. Every day of your life, hallelujah, that's staying, hallelujah, alert, that's staying awake, that's staying wise like the five virgins, hallelujah, praise your name, Jesus, praise your name, Lord, hallelujah, 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 thank you, Jesus, God is good, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Help you people to stay ready. Help us all to stay ready for the rapture, Lord. Help us, O Lord Jesus, to seek you, Lord. To stay faithful, loyal to you. A long time in the earth, waiting for you. A long time. You're loving and faithful, Lord. Heal your people tonight. Physically, mentally. Stay rapture ready, my Lord. Help us to continue to seek you every day, your peace. Have a relationship with you, Lord. Stay in your right steps. And cleanse us, Lord Jesus, from all unrighteousness. Jesus, mighty name, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here. Bless you, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. and stay awake at all times, to stay alert at all times, because the King, hallelujah, is coming back. Jesus is coming back. Stay alert, hallelujah, at all times. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because the King is coming back. Keep looking up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My brothers and sisters, may God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God bless you and give you his peace. Shalom, shalom, my brothers and sisters. Until next time, may God bless you. Shalom, shalom. Thank you, Jesus. All the glory and the honor to you, my Lord. All the glory and the honor to you, my Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen.